There are things that humans can never fully understand. Consciousness comes to mind, along with the scoring of ice skating competitions. But we all want to comprehend our home, the universe. Toward that end, educators and journalists create analogies to help make cosmic concepts more accessible. One such comparison that was repeated by former President Barack Obama is that the universe contains more stars than there are grains of sand on all of Earth's beaches. I did the math, and so happens the number of sand particles on our planet's beaches is indeed similar to the sum total of stars in all the galaxies in the visible universe. But if one goes beyond beaches and includes the world's deserts, then there's more sand than stars. Another common comparison is to picture electrons orbiting the nucleus of atoms and liken them to planets circling the sun. But this is a poor analogy, since atoms are 10,000 times emptier than solar systems. But black holes create the biggest challenge for our minds. First, the name is a bad one because a hole suggests emptiness, but a real black hole is where matter is super densely packed. If we picture a giant cruise ship crushed down to the size of a poppy seed, then we have the minimum density of the singularity in the center of a black hole. A better image would be to envision an enormous star that is collapsing, but where time is slowed down by the ever-increasing gravity. The outer edge of this shrinking star thus implodes at a slower and slower rate until it simply freezes and never goes any further, while fading to black. That's the true reality of a black hole, as seen from the perspective of anyone outside it, like us. If we call it a frozen star, its original name, we'll have conveyed its true reality pretty accurately. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.